Blog Talk Radio.
But the message still is the same. Cause whatever you need is over here at the table. If it's love, it's at the table. If it's peace, it's at the table.
Monday Morning Joy will deal with real life experiences as the host Gail Dudley will be totally transparent and share life situations as an everyday woman, mother, sister, friend, pastor, a pastor's wife, businesswoman who still struggles in life and when ready to quit, finds the strength to keep pushing through. Gail will talk real life, transparency, uplifting, encouraging, speaking the truth. In the end, women will be motivated, excited, and ready to take on any and all things, feeling stronger and more motivated to push through life situations.
Welcome to Monday Morning Joy. I am your host, Gail Dudley. I am so excited to speak with all of you on this Monday morning. It's a cold one out there, especially if you're in the northeast area and beyond. I'm not for sure if it's too warm in the Florida or southern states, but it is pretty chilly where I am today. I'm so excited to bring to you, we've been dealing with Ready to Pray, a spiritual journey of prayer and worship, and I'm so excited. Some of you heard back before we took our break in December that I was exercising every day, going to the pool, swimming lap after lap after lap. Well, then I went on vacation, and then with the Christmas holiday, I kind of like just said, not right now. I was eating too many wonderful sweets, great food, savory food, and the list goes on and on and on. Well, this past Saturday, I decided, okay, I need to do something because I was enjoying that exercise. I was enjoying getting out. So I went back at it on Saturday and swam a few laps, and Sunday was always my day off, but I went back on to this morning. And it was so welcoming to have so many people ask the question, where have you been? We have been missing you. Number one, that indicated family to me. And number two, it indicated that people were concerned. But it reminds me of the Bible study my husband was teaching yesterday at the church at North Point in Columbus, Ohio, where he talked about if you're not in fellowship, not only are you missing what God may have for you in the collective body, but we're also missing you because there's a piece of our body, there's a piece of our family that is missing. And I resonated with that this morning. But in addition to resonating with that, I told myself I was only going to slowly get back into swimming up to 100 laps. And so I started just swimming, and it was interesting. I was tired after the first six. And I said, okay, there's no way I'm going to even get to the 26 I was shooting for. But I said, I'm going to just keep pushing. And it was at one point during the swim, I said to myself, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And I kept pushing and pushing and pushing. And before I knew it, I was already up to about 50 laps. Was I tired? Yes, I was tired. Was I under my normal time within those 50 laps? Yes, I was under that normal time. But then the Holy Spirit started speaking to me. It's the same thing when we're talking about prayer. When we get to that place of praying one for another, we may decide, oh, right now I'm going to take a break. I'm just not going to do this right now. I'm just too tired to do this. I'm going to just pray for somebody tomorrow. Or if somebody asks us to pray for them and we tell them that, yes, we're going to pray for them, but before you know it, we're saying, oh, okay, I'll get with them later. I'll pray with them or for them later. God is calling us to go ahead and get back in on the journey immediately, no matter how slow we may have to go or no matter how different our prayer may be. It may just be lifting a name of a person. But beyond lifting a name of a person, God is still sitting on the throne, and he is excited that we have made the decision to join him in this time of collective prayer. So when I'm talking about ready to pray, I'm talking about being able to put aside everything else, even when we feel that we're so tired and we just need rest for ourselves. It's about setting those things aside and saying, God, I'm just going to lift up five names to you. And God is going to say, well done, my good and faithful servant, well done. There are those times that we have to push through. And I found that for myself this morning. Yes, I was tired. I hadn't been swimming in a long time. I thought I would just jump in the water, do a couple of laps, and be done. But the moment I got in the water, I realized, yes, I can keep doing this because it's the God who gives me the strength to do it. And so often when we find ourselves in this place of prayer, we want to say forget it because we're not seeing our prayers being answered. And it's at that moment that we have to keep on praying because the longer we keep on praying and the longer that we keep pressing through, the more we will see God's hand upon the situation or the circumstance. You know, I'm learning more and more in my life that things will get worse before they get better. I know we don't want to hear that. We don't like having to deal with that. But brothers and sisters, that is the truth of the matter. I shared with you a few weeks ago where a young man was saying, okay, I started praying in my house and I started praying for my wife and things got worse. And he thought, he goes, I was wondering if you hadn't lost your mind because this prayer thing wasn't working for me. I wrote back to him in an email and I said, I just need you to keep on praying. Don't give up. Don't get discouraged. Just keep on praying. And then he sent an email a couple of weeks ago, and he said, okay, I kept on praying, and I see what you're meaning. Some things are starting to turn around. And I encouraged him. I said, don't quit. Because they're starting to turn around. You got to keep on praying. I said, every now and then we throw in the towel too soon, but we have to. It's at that point we have to keep on praying. I want to share with you this morning that prayer is personal. Prayer is intimate. Prayer is a conversation. Prayer is real. It's authentic. It's genuine. Prayer is an expressive act. Prayer is having an intimate relationship with Christ and knowing who He is. I'll go through that list again. Prayer is personal. Prayer is intimate. Prayer is a conversation. Prayer is real. It's authentic and it's genuine. Prayer is it is being expressive to Jesus Christ, and it is having an intimate relationship with Christ and knowing who He is. So when you say, okay, but I know Him, His name is Jesus, I know Him, His name is God, I know Him, He is the Father, He is our Savior. But I want to go a little bit deeper this morning in some of these names. You may have to replay this message to get it all. I'll try to give it all to you now, or you may send me an email asking me to list out each one. And my email address again is ged@mimtoday.org. I know I've probably given you other emails as well. I'm trying to slimline them and bring them all into one, but it's almost impossible. Or you can send, if you have Gmail, you can send it to readytopray@gmail.com. And that's ready, readytopray @gmail.com. So let me tell you who our Father is. He is El Shaddai. When you say He is El Shaddai, He is the all-sufficient one. He is El Shaddai. He is El Elyon. El Elyon is the Most High God. So He is El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. He is El Elyon, the Most High God. He is Jehovah Nissi. That means He is the Lord, my banner. He is Jehovah Nissi. He is El Elyon. He is El Shaddai. He is Jehovah Shalom. That means the Lord my peace. He is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord my provider. He is Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there. He is Jehovah Sitkanu, the Lord our righteousness. He is Yahweh, Lord. He is Adonai. That's the Lord, the Master. He is El Rohi, the God who sees. So He is El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. He is El Elyon, the Most High God. He is Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, my banner. He is Jehovah Shalom, the Lord, my peace. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, my provider. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. Jehovah Sitkanu, the Lord, our righteousness. He is Yahweh, Lord. He is Adonai, Lord and Master. He is El Rohi, the God who sees. Psalm 9:10 says it like this: those who know your name will trust in you. For you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. So we need to know who it is that we're seeking. And all of these names, this is just a short list I'm giving you this morning, but these are some of the names that you need to become familiar with so that when you're in a time of a storm or in a time of wrestling, you can call on the name. In James chapter 5, verse 16, actually I'm going to start at verse 15, it says, and the prayers offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven. Verse 16, therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous man, the righteous woman, is powerful and effective. I'll say it this way. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. And we need to understand who God is. So let me just give you a quick instruction for prayer. Prayer is a partnership with God. Prayer is living in the name of Jesus. The patterns of prayer is praise. We take this out of Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 15. Praise is hallowed be thy name. Yours is the glory. Participation, your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth. Petition, give us this day. Deliver us from evil. When we go into repentance and apology, forgive us. Profession, this is the power. The approaches to prayer is person-driven, issue-driven, scripture-directed, spirit-directed. So we need to understand that. So when we come into how to pray, I want you in your own time to look at John chapter 16, verse 23, and then pray in love, pray believing. And then we should pray regularly, confidently, patiently, simply, continually, expectantly, dependently, righteously, persistently, honestly, thankfully, intentionally, spiritually, sincerely, and faithfully. I know I've given you a whole lot in this short 15 minutes that we have, but if you hear nothing else from me on this morning, I want all of us to not stop praying. I want us to pray this week like we've never prayed before. Whatever situation you may be facing, pray. Whatever situation your coworker, your family member, your spouse, your children may be facing, pray. Pray for your pastor. If you don't have a pastor, take a name from a list. Go and look for Bible-based churches and pray for that pastor. I can give you a few names. Pastor Kevin Dudley, pray for him. Myself, Pastor Gail Dudley, pray for me. Pray for Pastor Keith Allen Choi of New Salem Missionary Baptist Church. Pray for Pastor Victor Davis of Trinity Baptist Church. Pray for Dr. Charles Edward Booth of the Mount Olivet Baptist Church. Pray for Rich Nathan, the pastor of the Vineyard Columbus. There are so many pastors out there. Pray for T.D. Jakes. Pray for Tony Evans. Pray for Joel Osteen. Pray for Paula White. There are so many people out there that are standing in need of prayer. I don't know if you recognize this, but stuff is getting very deep out here in the world in which we live in. We need to pray. We are reminded that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And we are watchmen. We are sitting on that fence, and it is time for us to pray. If you're in the Columbus, Ohio area on Saturday, that's this coming Saturday, I have been led by God, and he has given me names to invite to this. And some people have said, okay, they're coming. Some people have not. And God is revealing to me that some people are not coming because it's going to be so deep for them, and it's time for them to get to the root of the issues that are going on. So I'm doing Wounded, Getting to the Root of It this Saturday, and I'm holding it at the church at North Point at 5550 Cleveland Avenue, and it is going to, registration will start at 8 a.m. We will be done at 12 noon. Go to the website, GailDudley.com, and you will see the information there. But it is time that we get to the root of it so that we can stand with each other in prayer and do what God has called us to do. The other thing, Savvy is coming up, Savvy Take 3, March 27th and 28th. You can go to the website to see that as well. Be blessed.
And now you know. Thank you for joining Gail at the Table. To send topic suggestions, please email us at ged@mimtoday.org. And to follow us on Twitter, connect with us at Gail Dudley. Visit us on the website at www.gaildudley.com. www.gaildudley.com for books, resources, coaching sessions, and upcoming seminars and events.